The name Osama bin Laden, recognizable everywhere and known by every American schoolchild, is the ultimate boogeyman. But as a military insurgent and leader of Al-Qaeda, the base, the organization he named, bin Laden is much more mysterious. In October of 2004, he sent this message to seemingly try and influence the U.S. presidential election.
People of America, I shall be speaking to you on important topics which concern you, so lend me your ears.
Bin Laden seemed to endorse George W. Bush in the U.S. election, a tactic seen as favoring John Kerry. But that was only a guess, and he reiterated that he directed the attackers on September 11th. But from behind the shadows, another picture emerges of bin Laden in a dusty box of cassettes, documents, and videotapes, more than 1,500 cassette tapes belonging to bin Laden, left behind in his former home in Kandahar, Afghanistan, after the 9/11 attacks. The BBC's security correspondent Gordon Carrera connected with an American Arabic scholar who's been studying this archive for a decade. Carrera says the material is a unique historical treasure.
So these tapes were found in Kandahar, Afghanistan, just after 9/11. They were abandoned in a ransacked house. Eventually, they were first bought by a CNN producer who was thought they might actually be destroyed, and they were just up for sale. But eventually, they found their way first to the Afghan Media Project at Williams College in Massachusetts. And then Professor Flagg Miller from the University of California, Davis, was the one who spent 10 years analyzing these tapes, listening to them. He's an Arabist who understands the language and worked through them to see what we could learn about Osama bin Laden and the emergence of Al-Qaeda.
Before we listen to some tape, what was Miller's impression of bin Laden sort of in total here, having spent so much time, a decade, going through all this material?
Well, I think what's fascinating about this is it challenges some of our assumptions about Osama bin Laden. I mean, one of them is that it was all about America during the 1990s as the main enemy. I mean, what's clear from the tapes is that that only evolved much later and towards the final years of the 1990s. Before then, if you listen to these tapes, as Flagg Miller has done, you don't actually hear relatively few references to America. It's much more about corruption in Muslim countries and some of the other enemies that are out there, people like kind of communists and secularists and others.
And dictators like Saddam Hussein. He's as much of an enemy of Saddam Hussein as George W. Bush.
Because he's seen as a kind of secular dictator who's oppressing religion. And so you see that evolution. Then you see Osama bin Laden break with the Saudi state and the Saudi royal family and become a critic of those of what he says are corrupt regimes there. And then later in the 1990s, particularly, you start to see America and the West emerge as enemies. So you do see this evolution in the range of enemies that he portrays through that period of the 1990s.
Well, here, this tape takes us back to the days of the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, perhaps before Al-Qaeda even existed, when bin Laden was just one of the Mujahideen fighting the Soviet Union.
It's a live audio recording of commanders in Afghanistan speaking in Arabic, include bin Laden. And they're operating from what was known as the Lion's Den, which was the nickname for bin Laden's small camp in Afghanistan. And they're taking on Spetsnaz Soviet commandos, and they're planning a bombing of a warehouse.
Now, that's Flagg Miller himself, the professor, speaking to you about a recording of an actual battle in progress.
Well, that's right. And what's extraordinary about this is the kind of radio communication being recorded with Osama bin Laden talking to some of the other people involved in this operation. What's fascinating, of course, is the fact that they made the recording and then they kept the recording within this archive, which I think also suggests the extent to which bin Laden was trying to forge this image, this myth of this great warrior who'd taken on the Soviets, when in fact, of course, he and his groups had not been necessarily central to that. They'd been part of that struggle. But keeping tapes, making tapes, was part of building the myth.
And in this next piece of tape here, you can feel the mythology growing, this idea that we've bagged one superpower and we're looking for different and newer enemies and trying to get other people to join our cause. Listen.
This is one of those Islamic anthem tapes. This is stuff that, you know, for many audiences is the way into jihad, and that is through the heart. It's far more emotional than a rational kind of draw.
And in this case, we have a pitch for jihadists that doesn't include the violence and the beheadings and all the things that we've come to know as the sort of pitch videos for jihad. This is a very early message here.
That's right. And this is quite typical of the propaganda of the time. Propaganda not directed, as the first clip you played from 2004, at Western audiences, but at other Muslims to try to draw them into this notion of the struggle and of Al-Qaeda and to try and present it in a certain way. And that's typical of a lot of material in the collection. And it's kind of interesting contrasting that now with the kind of propaganda you see from Syria and Iraq and from ISIS, ISIL, that group. But at that time that bin Laden was operating, it was much more about songs and cassettes as the way of trying to spread the message and to try and draw people into their cause of violence.
Now, here is a very chilling tape because, and you'll have to set this into context, this is when the crystallization of the mission of Al-Qaeda to attack the United States and to train people to actually be attackers of the West. And listen to this.
New Intercom 4, Unit 10. A job in Dallas.
Good morning. May I help you? Is it too late to apply for the computer programmer position? No, you can still apply. Let's see, the applications were right here a minute ago. Oh, here they are.
Now, what is this?
There's a few oddities and kind of very almost jarring tapes within this collection. I think this is certainly one of them. This is basically a learning English tape. It's training people to be able to go, in this case, and go get a job in the United States. And the last tape is one of the last ones in the collection is perhaps the most chilling because it's the wedding of a bodyguard just before 9/11, in which Osama bin Laden appears at the end of the tape and gives a message in which he suggests that something big is about to happen. And all the signs are that he may well there have been talking about the 9/11 attacks.
Gordon Carrera, BBC security correspondent, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.